Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp insights and stories from the marketing world. I'm glad you're here. Today we're diving into some of the most fascinating moves in AI, food media, big brand creativity, and digital events, with all the details you need to stay ahead. Let's kick things off with a look at Nvidia's latest pitch to the creative industries, as reported by Adweek. At the recent Runway AI Summit, Nvidia showcased a breakthrough in AI video generation, real-time, high-end video that updates instantly as prompts change. Traditionally, generating AI video scenes could take several minutes per output, but Nvidia's new computing platform brings this down to almost real-time, fundamentally changing how creators work. In live demos, Runway's models responded to creative direction on the fly, letting users adjust scenes instantly. No more waiting for renders. Richard Keras, Nvidia's VP and GM of Media and Entertainment, summed it up: that speed changes everything. We're moving toward a world where creatives aren't just making content, they're curating and directing it in the moment, almost like conversing with their computer. For agencies and entertainment companies, this could mean faster turnarounds, more dynamic campaigns, and a whole new approach to video storytelling. Now, let's stir the pot with what Adweek calls the feeding frenzy fueling food media M&A. The last year has seen a surge in deals and interest across the food media landscape. It started with Wonder, a food tech company valued at $7 billion, acquiring TasteMade for $90 million. Then People Inc. bought FeedFeed, and America's Test Kitchen picked up Food52 in a bankruptcy auction for $10 million. But it's not just media brands. Cisco's $29 billion acquisition of Restaurant Depot and a $65 billion merger between Unilever's food business and McCormick are reshaping the entire food industry. Meanwhile, food media assets like BuzzFeed's Tasty and Vox Media's Eater are rumored to be up for grabs. Eater, which recently revamped its app to focus on restaurant discovery and reservations, is now an attractive target for food tech companies aiming to own the dining economy. Tasty, with its powerful licensing and merchandise business, could be a fit for retail giants like Walmart or Amazon. The sector is also seeing startups like Caper and Gourmet betting on the enduring appeal of food content, while financial service providers like Amex and JP Morgan are making their own plays in dining and discovery. The upshot: food media's stubbornly physical, experiential nature is blending perfectly with the new wave of tech and financial investment, making this a space ripe for innovation and deal-making. Switching gears to a different flavor of AI, Adweek also brings us behind the scenes at Bayer, where artificial intelligence is helping the pharma giant avoid sending customers to the competition. Bayer, which operates in 80 countries with brands like Claritin, Alka-Seltzer, and Aleve, faces the massive challenge of tailoring ads to local markets, different languages, different lengths, different cultural nuances. According to Celine Bowden, Bayer's global content and creative lead, AI is the linchpin for localizing creative assets efficiently. As generative AI and creators take on more of the production work, brand managers have to ensure everything stays on message and builds brand equity. For Bayer, AI isn't just about scaling creative, it's about making sure that every market gets the right message, in the right format, without accidentally pushing consumers toward rival brands. The details are subscription only, but the implications are clear. AI is becoming essential for global brands navigating the complexity of modern marketing. On the campaign front, Pringles is back with another surreal, Gen Z-targeted love story. Adweek details the launch of Pringlelina, a love story, the sequel to the brand's Super Bowl ad, Pringlelio, which starred Sabrina Carpenter. This new spot, created by BBDO New York and directed by Thomas Ormond, flips the script. A male protagonist assembles his ideal partner from stacks of Pringles chips. The story follows their quirky romance, bike rides, dinner dates, and a near kiss interrupted by a roommate. Dan Kelly, executive creative director at BBDO, calls it the perfect sequel, tapping into the playful idea that everyone finds love a little differently. Some people swipe, some people stack, The campaign leans into the brand's "once you pop, the pop don't stop" tagline, and the 15-second cut will air nationwide, with longer versions on YouTube. It's a reminder that even established snack brands can stay relevant and viral by embracing a little weirdness and a lot of heart. Finally, let's talk about YouTube's big upfront event, as outlined by Adweek. YouTube's Brandcast 2026 will take place at Lincoln Center in New York on May 13th, hosted by comedian Trevor Noah and headlined by musician Chappell Roan, known for her hit, Good Luck, Babe. Other notable appearances include Alex Cooper, Kareem Rama, and Quenlin Blackwell. YouTube CEO Neil Mohan and Google's Sean Downey will use the event to highlight the platform's streaming dominance and its vision for the future of media. The company is doubling down on custom integrations with creators and leveraging AI-powered campaigns to help brands connect with new audiences. In a nod to evolving sponsorship strategies, YouTube is rebranding its Brand Connect tool as Creator Partnerships, now powered by Gemini. The message for marketers: YouTube is positioning itself as the place where the next wave of media is being built, with more granular targeting and deeper creator-brand collaborations. That wraps up today's brief. From AI-driven creative revolutions and food media shakeups to playful brand storytelling and streaming power plays, it's clear the marketing world never stands still. Thanks for joining me. Stay curious, keep questioning, and I'll see you tomorrow with more stories that matter.